The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 515.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified, and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I got three tips for you for a happy new year that I think you're really going to like. These are, you know, we have all these resolutions, don't we? And they're always like about achievement. Like, how can I hit this next achievement? And when you hit that achievement, what are you going to do? You're going to want the next achievement. Like, you're going to enjoy it for about 3 minutes, and you're going to focus on the next achievement. So I'm just going to give you three tips that I think will make your business easier to grow and allow you to have a happy life at the same time. So tip number one, focus on what's going right. This is my number one tip for anybody building a business or really whatever you're doing in your life. Focus on what's going right. Focus on the things that are going right. If you spend every day making a list multiple times a day in your mind of what's going right, of the things that have happened that day that are feel-good things, of the little successes that you're having, and they can be little successes, just little feel-good things. It can be like, oh my gosh, I listened to the Mind Aware show today. That's a success. Or it could be something like a client called me out of the blue, or I gave somebody my business card, or I finished my website, or. And think of all the little successes, all the things you're enjoying, all the things that give you a little happy, a little feel good, and focus on them every day, multiple times a day. If you focus only on your successes, you will have more and more and more and more and more successes. So tip number one, focus on what's going right. Tip number two, make a case for your success. So what I mean by this is sometimes people look at different situations in their life or their character traits or their personality traits or things that happen to them, and they see them as blocks or they see them as reasons why they might not be successful. What I would like to suggest is instead, all of those things, good, bad, indifferent, everything that happens to you, everything that is a life circumstance, everything that's a part of your personality, what if that thing was the reason for your success? What if instead of talking about ourselves like, oh, I really need to get over procrastinating because I won't be successful if I'm not, what if it became like I'm successful because I'm a procrastinator? I let things simmer. I wait till the energy hits me. What if you are successful because you're shy or you're an introvert? What if you're successful because you're disorganized and you're focused on things that are more important than organization? Right? Think about it. What if everything that you possess, personality-wise, life situation, what if all of those things were the reasons to catapult you to success rather than being the reasons not to? So be like a really good lawyer where you're continually making a case for your success and everything is in your favor. Everything is a reason for your success. So no matter what you're thinking about, that's the thing that's going to give you a success. So what happens between focusing only on what's going right and making everything your reason for success, now you've got probably 90% of your conscious brain time when you're actually aware of what you're thinking focused on forward movement, focused on the positive, focused on realizing that not only can you be successful, you're already successful because you're already having all these little successes. Tip number three is relax more. Allow more. And so when I say relax more, I don't necessarily mean, although this isn't bad, like crawl into a recliner with a blanket and take a nap. Although I'm a firm believer in napping your way to success. It's not like that's a bad idea. And when I say relax more, I'm not even talking about have more of a social life or play with the dog more or take more walks. All of those are good things. But when I'm saying relax more, I'm talking about an emotional state. I'm talking about no matter what you're doing, come to it with a more sureness of an attitude, an allowing attitude. So the tasks that you are doing, the things you are doing, the way that you are working, quote unquote, in your business, the way that you are engaging, the places that you are showing up, whether it's business or social or whatever, bring your relaxed energy to it. And I don't mean your asleep energy. I don't mean you're not enthusiastic energy. I mean your confident, sure, allowing energy. Your knowing energy. Knowing that things are working out. So you might say, well, how do I do that? How do I get that energy? And the way you do it is decide and intend. And then train your brain and think about the kind of energy and emotion you want to generate. Because where does your emotion come from? It comes from your thoughts. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about, generates the emotion that you're feeling. So think about the intentionally when you go into a situation about feeling more relaxed, feeling more sure. Start intentionally thinking thoughts in your head that sound like, I'm going into this situation. I like the idea I can focus in my head. I like the idea that I can feel more confident if I choose to. I like the idea that what I think about generates an emotion. I like generating my own emotions. I like thinking thoughts that feel good. I like thinking thoughts that are positive. I like going into a situation relaxed and knowing and feeling like enough and trusting and allowing and knowing that things are working out for me and expecting things that are going to be fun and delightful and entertaining. And I can't wait to connect with people and I can't wait to be in the flow. And I like being in the flow and I'm allowing myself to be in the flow by thinking these thoughts. And I like that it doesn't take very long. I can just do this for 60 seconds before I go somewhere and I can already start to feel good and know that things are working out for me. Everything's just fine. It's going to be just fine. I love that I can trust that when I'm feeling like this, I'm attracting the best in others and I'm attracting the best in myself. It feels so good to be at my best. It feels so good to move forward with this energy. I love being in this energy of confidence and knowing and sureness. That's what I want for my life. And I know how to get more of that is to be more intentional and to generate more of that. So I'm deciding rather than to be reactive in my life, I'm going to be more proactive. I'm going to be a proactive thinker. I'm going to talk about the things that are going right. I'm going to make a case for my success and I'm going to set my intention to have more relaxed energy in my life, more sure energy, more confident energy. And it feels like it's working already. And I love that. Right? That's how you do it. If you have more moments in your life where you're really focused on those feel-good things, then string them together and you have such a good life and you get better results and people like you better and you like them better and you get in the flow and you have a higher quality life no matter what you're doing. So with that, I'd like to say, let's together do that. Have fun. Play today. Enjoy today. Trust today. Know that things are working out for us. And we can start right now. And we can start this new year off right. We can go for a happy new year that we're creating. The better new year. The better year. The more enjoyable year. The more relaxed year. The more fun year. The more profitable year. And it's all coming your way right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
I'm so excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.